From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The first American rabbi to set foot in the Buchenwald concentration camp after its liberation has died. Rabbi Herschel Schachter was a U.S. Army chaplain during World War II. He went on to a career as a leading modern Orthodox rabbi in New York. NPR's Joel Rose has this remembrance.
Herschel Schachter was a chaplain with General George Patton's troops in Germany, so he was one of the first to enter Buchenwald just hours after it was liberated in April of 1945.
I slowly approached the site of the huge ovens, from which the smoke was still curling upward. I could smell the stench of the charred remnants of human flesh. There were literally hundreds of dead bodies strewn about.
But Schachter turned his attention to the living, as he described years later at a conference organized by the United States Holocaust Memorial Council.
The more brave among them slowly began to approach me, to touch my army uniform, to examine the Jewish chaplain's insignia, incredulously asking me again and again, is it true? Is it over?
One of the prisoners Schachter discovered in Buchenwald was a 7-year-old boy named Lulek. He's now Rabbi Israel Meyer Lau, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. Lau told the story of Schachter's arrival last week to President Barack Obama during his visit to Jerusalem.
He entered into the barracks, crying in Yiddish, "Jews, you are free." We didn't believe after 6 years of horror. We never believed. This is the opportunity to thank you, to thank the American people who came finally on 1945, April, to take us out, not from slavery to freedom, but from death to life.
Schachter led religious services for the Jewish survivors at Buchenwald. He also helped to keep thousands of them alive, and he helped transport nearly 1,000 orphaned children to new lives in Europe and Palestine, including Rabbi Lau and future Nobel Prize winner Elie Wiesel.
The main thing that to have a Jew in uniform, a Jew, a rabbi, meant something to us. All the uniforms we saw were SS uniforms, and that meant death. Then came Rabbi Schachter, and he spoke on the loudspeaker. And he needed those words.
Herschel Schachter was born in Brooklyn. He attended Yeshiva University, where he was ordained in 1941. After the war, Schachter came back to New York. He led a modern Orthodox synagogue in the Bronx from 1947 until it closed more than 50 years later. Rabbi Schachter was also an advocate for the rights of Soviet Jews and an advisor to President Richard Nixon on the issue. For decades after the war, Schachter said he was haunted by what he had seen in Buchenwald, which the seasoned inmates told him was less brutal than other camps. There were no gas chambers in Buchenwald, only crematoria, Schachter said, and this was the less brutal. How much more gruesome could the other death camps have been? Schachter died last week in the Bronx of natural causes. He was 95 years old. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.